This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ethiopian lawmakers endorsed a state of emergency Thursday after forces advanced on the capital, sparking a U.S. warning that an aid crisis that has already plunged hundreds of thousands into hunger could worsen further. A year to the day since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed troops in the northernmost region of Tigray, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF. Fighters are now just a few hundred kilometers from Addis Ababa. Abiy's government has been locked in a war for the past year with the TPLF, which dominated national politics before he took office in 2018. The 2019 Nobel Peace Laureate promised a swift victory, but by late June, the forces had retaken most of Tigray and expanded into neighboring regions. The U.S. has called on all parties to cease hostilities, and its top envoy for the Horn of Africa is due to arrive in Addis Ababa Thursday for 2 days of talks. Facebook says it has removed a post by Ethiopia's prime minister that urged citizens to rise up and bury the rival Tigray forces who now threaten the capital. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's post Sunday violated the platform's policies against inciting and supporting violence, a spokeswoman for Facebook's parent company told the Associated Press. She said it was taken down Tuesday morning. Abiy is still regularly posting on the platform, where he has 3.5 million followers. A U.S. State Department spokesperson confirmed a seventh round of Iran nuclear talks will start November 29th in Vienna, Austria. European Union envoy Enrique Mora has helped mediate the indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran, with diplomats from the European Union, Russia and China, and the other members of the original deal. The talks aim to reinstate the 2015 Joint Comprehension Plan of Action, known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government made an embarrassing U-turn Thursday on plans to overhaul the system for combating parliamentary corruption, with the lawmaker whose case had provoked the row quitting his job. Faced with unhappiness in his party and headlines accusing the prime minister and his conservative administration of sleaze, the government said it would think again about proposals it had pushed through parliament only the day before. Backed by Johnson, conservative lawmakers narrowly voted to halt a proposed 30-day suspension from parliament of Owen Paterson, a former minister who had been found guilty by Parliament Standards Watchdog of repeatedly lobbying for two firms, which paid him nearly three times his annual salary. Instead, they pushed through a proposal to delay the suspension and set up a new committee to review his case and the wider system of investigating lawmakers. But with growing outrage from opposition politicians and some within its own party, the government backtracked and said there would be another vote on the proposed suspension. Paterson then announced he was quitting the cruel world of politics. Ukraine Thursday appointed a new defense minister with a mandate to strengthen the army as the country remains locked in conflict with pro-Russia separatists. Oleksiy Reznikov, a lawyer with the limited military experience, replaces Andriy Taran, who resigned earlier this week, reportedly for health reasons. Introducing Reznikov to lawmakers in parliament, Zelensky said that his main task would be to strengthen the defense capacity of the army. The Ukrainian army is locked in a simmering conflict with the pro-Russia separatists in the country's east that erupted after Moscow annexed Crimea in 2014. European countries who work harder to prevent the coronavirus spreading further as deaths and new cases surge, the World Health Organization's Europe head said Thursday. Current transmission rates in 53 European countries are of grave concern, and new cases are nearing record levels, exacerbated by the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus, WHO's Europe director told a media briefing. If the region followed its current trajectory, he said another 500,000 COVID-19 deaths could occur in the region by February next year. Major oil producers are expected Thursday to agree to continue raising output moderately despite pressure from the United States and other big consumers to open the taps much more decisively amid soaring prices. The 13 members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their 10 allies started to gather just after 1300 GMT for their regularly monthly meeting via video conference. This is Diane Roberts, VOA News.